Harla, thank you so much for your time.
You're more than welcome.
So firstly, congratulations on receiving the New South Wales Premier's Award for Woman of the Year. It was an award that recognised your work on bone substitutes. Could you tell us a little bit about the materials that you developed and what makes them better than some of the previous options?
Right. So the material developed was with the aim to replace the use of metals in the body. As you know now, if somebody have a total hip replacement, total knee replacement, or any defects in their bones, that will be fixed by placing a piece of metal, titanium usually. So metal was never been designed to be placed in the body, in a biological body. So the idea is, can we develop something that can integrate with the body and at the end of the day and encourages new bone formation and new bone growth, and at the end of the day hopefully resorbs completely or degrades completely and be replaced by bone. So there is no need for the orthopedic surgeons to go back in again and take out that metal and replace it, because quite often these metals will not last forever.
It sounds absolutely incredible. The new ARC Training Centre is going to be helping carry out this sort of work. Could you tell us a little bit about the goals and the projects of the new centre?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Actually, we're very grateful to the government for giving us this funds to establish this centre. And the centre will actually bring people together from different expertise, multidisciplinary expertise. So we have the electrical engineers, we have the medical imaging people, the biomaterials people, the biology people, and the mathematical modeling people, all working together to develop materials that can be used or improve on what we have done so far in terms of developing materials for personal use, so personalized implants, if you like, 3D printed, that can be used to fill in defects in the bone or muscles.
And this centre is also going to connect university students and researchers with the industry. Is that an important connection?
That's actually the key of the centre. The government, Australian government, have realised the importance of training the next generation to be entrepreneurs, to work closely with biomedical technology industries. And this centre will train around 15 PhD students, 3 to 4 postdoctorate fellows, to work closely with industry, be it industry in Australia or overseas, to see how we can translate the discoveries from the labs into actual products that can be used in patients. And that's very important, because the government already spends so much money on medical research, and so this step will be seeing these discoveries translated into clinical products with the help of industry. And what does it involve after your work that is done in the lab? So there's a lot of processes that go and we have to deal with after our discoveries to be able to take that product to market.
And how much work is involved in taking something from a lab to making it an affordable and accessible product? Because when you think of bioengineering and labs, you do tend to think of big, expensive situations.
Yeah, you're absolutely, and it is quite expensive, and that's why we were very lucky enough to have the companies involved in our centre that have the expertise and the resources to take these products to the clinic. We're also very fortunate to have New South Wales government supporting, through funding, supporting us to take some of these development into clinical products. So you need to look at what the Therapeutic Goods Administration in Australia guidelines are and try and have our products compiling with their specifications that are required to take a product to the clinic in terms of safety, efficacy, ability of the body to handle these materials, and all what goes with that as well.
And so just before I do let you go, Harla, in your work, you've started the Ideal Society. Could you tell us a little bit about the work that you do with that?
Oh, yeah, this is an initiative that I'm very passionate about. The launch of this initiative will be at Harvard University next week or the week after, 11th and 12th of June. Ideal Society stands for Inclusion, Diversity, Action, Equity, Leadership Society, and the idea is to empower women and men from very, very early stages globally. So we're really quite ambitious in this, going globally to empower young men and women, most importantly in undeveloped countries as well, not only in developed countries, with the hope that within 20 or 30 years we will have the ideal society that we're all thriving for. And I'm very happy to report that the United Nations is part of this network as well, and we have a key member of the United Nations being a convener of the meeting that's taking place on the 11th and 12th of June.
It's such important work. Hala, thank you so much for your time.
You're more than welcome.